Hallelujah. On this note, let's welcome our Father in the Lord, Apostle Arome Osai.
The more we die to the things that we came about through our humanity, the more we begin to conform to the image of the only chartered pattern son. Sometimes you might be looking for life and God will give you death. And you struggle with the death for a long time, and the moment you embrace it, then you begin to live. Sometimes you come looking for a blessing, and it gives you a burden. And you fail to attend to that burden for many years, and it destroys the work of your hands. Then when you come to that point where you realize that what really matters is the burden that he has shared with you, then you become wise. Wise by his spirit. I wanted to be a lecturer. I wanted to come into the lecture room. I have a very good ability to cram. I can retain stuff in my brain. So I can put a textbook up there. So I wanted to come into the lecture room with my hands in the pocket and just give you notes from my head, you know, give you structures, diagrams. Just, it doesn't matter the course, I will just download. And I know I had the intellectual power to do that. And then he frustrated every attempt I'd made at lecturing. When I was tired and I went to him, he said, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, there's... lecturing was not written against you." My intention for wanting to lecture was rooted in vainglory, and he administered death to it. That's why the cross is the great divide between the old and the new creation. In order for you to know true power, in order for you to live such life that is living indeed, you will taste of the death that he experienced in order to provide a platform for life. Thou will show us the path of life. You don't know it. He must show you. Tonight I charge you, embrace it. When you see his hand, embrace it. When he comes with death, accept it. It kills your ambition, kills your intention, kills your strategy, kills everything. Embrace it. The moment you can discern that it is his hand, then you begin to live. I pray tonight that God will help us. In the name of Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Welcome again to the house of the Lord. We started the piece this morning to profile the texture, the structure, the nature of the unseen realm so that we can be more competent in transacting in that plane. And we found out that the unseen realm responds to rank. It's a place of order. And that's why you must understand that the idea of names in the unseen realm is not for identification, it's not for nomenclature, it's not for taxonomy. Names are indications of authority. It's a different context, a different platform entirely. You say, Paul, we know. Jesus, we acknowledge. We have not heard your name. So when Paul shows up and he says, "Come out in the name of Jesus," they know his name. In our current upgrade of our data bank, your name was not included in the people we should obey. And so the devil kept record of the sons among the people of God that have embraced the way of obedience and have begun to amass rank. I pray that your life will be steered in the right direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we saw that this morning. So number two, we're going to... the realm is a legalistic realm. It's so legalistic that several things that operate in that realm, in order for it to be permanent, it must be rooted in illegality. You must understand that what we call salvation, which Jesus accomplished on the cross, is a mighty legal statement. The motivation for salvation was love, but the context in which salvation was purchased was justice. For instance, imagine that I'm a principal of a school, and in the prospectus, it was enshrined that anybody that breaks this vase, is going to pay £200. And for 13 years, nobody broke it. And then my own son now gains admission to the school. The first thing he does is to break the vase. Because I love him, I will have to pay out of my pocket. See, my love for him did not exempt the payment. Alright? I paid out of my pocket in keeping with the ground of justice. But my motivation, my sense of responsibility was occasioned by my love for him. So salvation was motivated by love, but the ground and the context in which the transaction took place was a ground of justice, because nothing enjoys permanency in the spirit that is not rooted in the satisfaction of legality. Don't forget that. It will never enjoy permanency. It must be established, it must be rooted in legality. And so the cross was a great statement, a great legal statement. Let me open up a few scriptures just to show you the context, because what we are doing, we want to prosecute some matters in court this night. There are several bondages that are rooted in legalities also, because the devil is a smart lawyer. He understands the Constitution so well. And he knows how to play around with it and to ensure that he gets you into legal bondage. You can be born again and be in prison, speaking in tongues in prison, because you committed an infringement against the law. It won't affect your salvation, but it will restrict your movement. Hallelujah. Right, let me give you one of the simple scriptures that supports what I'm saying before we begin to go deeper. Let's do Isaiah. Isaiah, don't worry, I'm hearing your questions. I will attend to them as we advance, okay? Because a scholar is talking. I heard the voice of a scholar there. Just hold on. Isaiah chapter 49. Begin the reading from verse number. Please don't touch this sound, please. From verse number 24. Isaiah 49, verse 24. This is a question that the prophet is bringing to us. He said, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Or the lawful captive delivered? And that's one question that was asked in two different ways, because the prophet was aware that it would be difficult for you to decipher the meaning of the metaphor mighty. So he decided to paraphrase the question. So he said, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? That's difficult for you to understand. So you now paraphrase it. I say, or shall the lawful captive be delivered? So the reason why that fellow was called mighty was not because of strength. It was called mighty because the kind of captivity he subjects his victims are legal in nature. The spirit realm is capable of legalities, but stay with me. Stay with me. I can show you a few. In fact, the entire book of Zechariah is a court scenarios. Courts on different levels. And I'll show you how cities are bound. How tribes can be bound. How darkness can be casted upon Zebulun and Naphtali. He says, shall the lawful captive be delivered? When this question was raised, no mortal had the capacity to answer it. It was just like when God came to Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones and said, son of man, shall these bones live again? And Ezekiel was smart. He said, only thou knowest. So I believe the same kind of thing happened here, because even though the question was asked, there was no response, and until God himself had to come to give perspective on the question that was asked. Shall the lawful captive be delivered? So the question that the scholar is asking is, redemption is also a law, is also establishing legalities, therefore creating a new perspective of possibilities for us. That is very true. The effect of a case you win in court is not in court. The effect of the case, a case you win in court, is in the ability to enforce it. The court may have discharged and acquitted you, but if there's no enforcement, you can still tarry in prison for another 45 years. So I'm trying to show you the enforcement system. What we have available doesn't deliver you from the need for enforcement. Nobody is contesting your status, but it was just in court. So you will need law enforcement in order to find the actualization of the possibilities that have found expression. And that's why I want to train you to be an enforcer of law. Hallelujah. Well, and in my capacity, in terms of the office of my calling, I am by default a law enforcement agent. So we are going to enforce some laws this night. And that's what, may the Lord give you understanding. However, you need to become a law enforcement agent. That's why I need to show you this thing. So it's possible for you to be born again. The effect of your justification, which is the proclamation from the judge that you are discharged and acquitted, doesn't affect your state without enforcement. Have you seen believers that the devil has messed up? So messed up. It is not because their status is in doubt. The prison sentence has ended because they have been decreed righteous. But the warden didn't release them. Especially if you are acquitted in a country like Nigeria, you... May the Lord help us. In the name of Jesus. Somebody was in prison. The reason why the person was in prison was because his case has not gone to court. He was there for 10 years. Okay. What if they give you 2 years there? The Lord will help us. Hallelujah. So next verse, please. So this is the question. This is what God has to say about it. He said, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, And the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered. And how does he intend to do that? It's by contention. There are two types of contention. You know the first type, which is by war. We contend on the battlefield. And the second type of contention, which most believers don't know how to do, is contention in court. There can be five people there, but the effect of the proceedings will lead somebody into life imprisonment. Just five people. The contention was in the hiding, but the effect was binding. So many of us know the war front kind of contention. Most of us were trained, discipled to be able to war. Many of us don't have the skill of the courtroom. And so we don't even have a competent knowledge of the Constitution to enforce and to press charges, to demand rights. He said, I will contend with him that contended with you, and I will save thy children. I will save thy children because issues that have legal consequences have the potential of being transgenerational. Because those agreements were made with spirits. And spirits will watch over those counsels to perform it generation after generation. So the reason why believers still suffer some of these bondages is because of lack of the skill of enforcement. Your status is not in doubt, but Satan wants to waste your pilgrimage upon the face of the earth. He wants to waste it. That even if you struggle to do a little of what you were called to do, I will have a harvest in your life. And meanwhile, if anybody needs it, I will show you 4, 5, 6 scriptures to legitimize the deliverance ministry in the New Testament. Because I know that some of you are from the faith school. And you are using one lens, one eye of your spectacles. Because Jesus had a fourfold kind of ministry. Jesus preached, Jesus taught, Jesus healed, and Jesus cast out devils. The people that took over from Jesus, they taught, they preached, they healed, and they cast out devils. And if you develop any other system that is contrary to the pattern that Jesus set in motion, you have actually created a void, and Satan will exploit it. Your ministry, as powerful as it is, cannot be the yardstick for ministry, because you are not the chief servant. The chief servant happens to be Jesus. Our reference point for ministry must be Jesus. In fact, according to the book of Isaiah chapter 53, there are three questions of redemption. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? It means that what you call your ministry is an extension of what Jesus used to do. So if you cannot trace what you are doing to the way, the manner, the approach, the style, the strategy that Jesus used, and you evolved a new formula that we cannot trace to Jesus, you will lead people more to the devil than to God. Are you with me? I'm careful the way I talk on the issues of deliverance for obvious reasons. Because I've seen practices in the name of deliverance that we cannot trace to the ministry of Jesus. And such people believe that they are competent, they have been galvanized to do deliverance. And the pathway, the method of doing it is not the way Jesus did it. That thing you are doing will bring those people into deeper bondage. Because you cannot be more skilled in anything than God. Is that clear? So the true template of the scope of Jesus' ministry was fourfold: preaching, teaching, healing, and what? Deliverance. And we can see the symptoms of this approach in the lives of the early apostles. If there is a different model, it came in our time. And we can't be right. Are you with me? Alright, so. And for your information, my first training was in a faith Bible school We did all kinds of crazy faith, like coming to a car shop, and because we were taught, we say, if thou has faith as small as a mustard seed, and now saith unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and thou shalt not doubt in thy heart, you shall have whatsoever. So I told myself that if English means anything, it means anyone can get anything. Hallelujah. So I went to a car shop to practice. Saw a BMW. I said, no one will buy you until I have money to come and pay. That was the first car they sold. So I was sure that other people saw that the car too was good and they had money. They bought it. So I knew there was something wrong with what I learned. I didn't doubt, but it didn't work. So I went back and I discovered some things are superior to faith. One of them is the will of God. The Holy Spirit will not impart faith in your heart if what you are asking for is not within the scope of His will. From that day, I stopped being a faith preacher. That label, faith preacher, I removed it. Just like I will never carry the label deliverance minister. Because Jesus didn't carry it. I'm just like Jesus. Don't limit yourself by an ideology. An ideology that reckons with a section of truth. And you pitch your tent there. You will raise people that are wicked. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Now, I tell you, as a man that has a little experience in ministry, I've preached faith before. I saw what it produced in the lives of people. I saw the greed it produced, and I knew that what I was preaching was not balanced. And I wanted to know the truth. Well, let me stop there. We are not in a minister's conference. God will help us. In the name of Jesus. He said, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with them that contended with thee, and I will save thy children. So I want to take you to court and show you how the proceedings in court take place. Alright? When we are done with the theoretical aspect, meanwhile, I'm here today in the capacity of a law enforcement agent. When we finish the theoretical aspect, then we'll begin to do the practical aspect. Then I will show you some tools. You need some tools. And then we'll do it together. All right? And then the hand of God will come down. Hey. And He will be glorified today. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, in this journey, we'll begin from that point. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. It said, be sober. And yet be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, you see, he's so complete in his deliverables, his point. He said, your adversary. Then he mentions his name, the devil. He also tells us his strategy, his approach, so that you will understand that there is no ambiguity in this scripture. The word adversary, check it in your lexicon. Click if you have an electronic Bible that has a lexicon, click on adversary. What did you find? Someone help me. I don't want to use my own Bible. You will say, what's the meaning? Okay, read on. Opponent. Okay. An opponent in a suit of law. That's what adversary is. So the context of this scripture is a lawsuit. Are you with me? Oh, you are not with me. We have a long way to go. This is just, we are starting. I'm just trying to lay the premise, the justification for the kind of adventure we are embarking upon. That's what I'm trying to do with this scripture. Before we begin the journey, and then we'll begin to learn the lessons and the techniques. Are you here? He said, be sober, because you will need all of your focus and all the vigilance that you can muster will be required in this level of engagement because of the type of adversary. This is an adversary that is traveling. This adversary is not a lion, but is like a lion. So it can actually come and intimidate you, then you release some evidences. Okay. It's like a lion and is mobile. Don't, when we say mobile, don't think the distance, don't just think it's the distance between London and Glasgow, the distance between Oxford and Glasgow, distance between Germany and Glasgow. That's linear motion. In this is mobility, he can travel 700 years in your lineage, just looking for evidence. He's mobile. You will need to be sober to be able to track this kind of foe. He can travel 27 years into your past just to find a premise. Because, for instance, Judah, according to ordination, Judah that was the one that was given a scepter. That means rulership will come from the house of Judah. Israel asked for a king before it was time for God to give a king, and God approved that Benjamin will produce a king. Meanwhile, it was not in the ordination of Benjamin to have kingship. That means Saul was bound to fail from the beginning. He was going to operate apart outside of ordination. Are you with me? Why did Lucifer not succeed? How had that fallen? That was a prophetic story that Isaiah told. Oh, Lucifer, son of the morning. There was an administrative throne in Zion that had no occupant. And that throne was vacant because of the fall of man. And a man will have to sit there. Meanwhile, he coveted it and he began to ascend to the heights of Zion. He exalted his throne above the stars of God, hoping to be the one to sit on that throne. That was how he was cast down. That was how he fared. So it was Isaiah that told us his story by prophecy. How did Jesus ascend that throne? He did not consider equality with God anything to hold on to. He was willing to relinquish it to become a servant. Are you with me? And you will see the seven levels of degradation that Jesus went through in achieving redemption. And then the seven heights of glory that he was given, measures of glory that was given to him, in addition to which he was given a name. So that was how he eventually ascended that throne. The reason why Lucifer didn't make it, even though he aspired for it, was because it was not given to him. So it was not given to Benjamin to produce kings. And now they requested for a king before the time. Why was God delaying? He wasn't delaying because he didn't want to give them a king. He had already prophesied it, that there was kingship that was going to come from Judah. But what suspended the dimension of kingship that was supposed to come from Judah was an act of incest. Judah slept with his son's wife. And from the position of the justice system of heaven, are you with me? From the position of the justice system of heaven, his mantle for kingship was suspended for 10 generations. Now, if you ask me, why 10 generations? Sorry, I don't have an answer to that. That was factored and figured within the confines of the just scales of justice judgment and equity in the balance of heaven. That's beyond the teacher's pay grade. If you were from Judah in the second generation and you went on fasting, when you finish fasting, because this is a matter of justice, your fasting won't change the situation. So we will need to know the things that Satan found for which he went to accuse us. And since God is a God of justice, it's a God of judgment, it's a God of equity, if the facts are accurate and the consequences have been spelled out, he has no choice but to allow it to ride. Because God will not pervert justice. Are you with me? You might be, for instance, you might be called to be a mighty evangelist that will put flames on the whole of Scotland. The devil is not afraid of your ordination. He will release the beautiful women of Scotland to you. Oh my God. You will meet them in the bank. And he doesn't know your weakness. Satan doesn't know your weakness. All he needs to do is to try his products around you. It's just like you buy a TV and you are using the remote. So Satan will look for which product will synchronize with an element on your inside. Once he finds the product, he can change your channel and take you to the desert mode. Meanwhile, he doesn't have direct access to that handle until you yield to a desire of the flesh. The same Peter that minutes ago spoke from heaven and he brought the mind of God and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus affirmed that those words were from his Father. A few verses down, when Jesus began to speak about his persecution and his death. Meanwhile, this guy had figured that Jesus said they were going to be with him, ruling on 12 thrones, ruling the 12 tribes of Israel. And the guy is intelligent enough to know that that offer will only be available if Jesus was alive. And now Jesus is saying he is going to die. You die. He rebuked Jesus quickly. The moment he yielded to a desire of the flesh, he began to transmit from another station entirely. And Jesus rebuked him as if he was rebuking Satan, and rebuking Satan as if he was rebuking him. This adversary is a mobile one. Let me show you where he moved into the last time. Second Samuel chapter 21. Second Samuel chapter 21. If you are still with me, say amen. There was a famine in the days of David, 3 years. You see, every one of us that is seated here, you must have received a promise from God before. Right? Part of the promises that God gave Israel is that things like famine will be a far cry. Things like pestilence, affliction. His covering will see to it that those things never come to his people. There are sicknesses that are identified with the Egyptians. So you will not be a victim of those kind of things. And here we are. For 3 years there was famine. The poverty in the territory began to hit hard. Year after year, David inquired of the Lord. When we see a departure, are you with me? From the expectation, something is beginning to happen which is not consistent with what God has promised. It's not consistent with the word of God. It's an indication of the fact that there is a secret behind it. That's what we call a mystery. In order for Satan to be able to hold people in captivity, he concocts a few mysteries. He takes advantage of secrets. And the root of these secrets find expression in high-powered legal transactions. So, David did not understand what was responsible for this strange manifestation. So what he did was that he went to inquire of the Lord. Have you read your Bible? He said that the Spirit of God helpeth our infirmities, because we know not. The first example of an insufficiency that Paul mentioned in the book of Romans was in the area of knowledge. We know not what we should pray as we ought to pray. You see, so there is this infirmity in the area of knowledge. When he found the symptoms of famine in the land, what he did was that he went to inquire of the Lord. And my question to you today, you know why? You will need a revelation to enter into the heart of the mystery that is at work. Are you with me? The strength of the devil is in his ability to hide the trick that is responsible for a man's affliction. As long as you don't know it, you will be beating the air. And things like legislation are things that you do with the advantage of precision. If you don't have that advantage of precision, you will keep beating the air forever. And that's what the devil likes. So Paul says, I run, not as one that beats the air. I'm not doing random sampling. I understand that this is a game of precision. I know my goal. So the devil takes advantage of his bondages are consistent with secrets. And David knew this, and so he began to inquire of the Lord so that the wisdom of God can be made manifest and he can understand the context of this legality, the context of this situation. Have you had a challenge before and you prayed about it and nothing happened? Yes, if you have prayed about it for a long time and nothing changed, I came here to announce to you that it is an issue that has its roots in legalities. It doesn't take so long for God to answer prayers. Yeah, doesn't take so long. So, in order for us to prosecute issues that have legal undertones, we would need revelation. That's one thing that we cannot overemphasize. Revelation. David went to inquire of the Lord. My question is, what kind of prayer have you been praying? Have you decided any time to stop and say, Lord, what is happening? I want to know the secret of this affliction. He will take you on a journey. So David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him. See, are you with me? When you are praying a prayer of inquiry, the answers do not necessarily come quickly. You didn't hear that. You see, there are different kinds of races. We have a sprint, we have a relay, we have a marathon. Yes, that's how responses to prayer, they are in different contexts. If you are going to find a secret, because this is the way David prayed, year after year, it means he kept this prayer going year after year until God answered. If you are really desperate to see results in that area, then there's going to be consistent inquiry. You will not stop asking until God unveils the secret. Without the secret, you are handicapped. And the Lord answered, it is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. How many of you remember the Gibeonites in the days of Joshua? Those guys that came with dry bread and said they've been traveling for long. They came to cut covenant with the house of Israel. They have seen that God is with Israel. Meanwhile, David signed the treaty without consulting with God, only for him to discover that they were Israel's neighbors. But even though the treaty was signed on the premise of deception, it was signed nonetheless. And it was the Gibeonites that Israel was fighting to cover, to protect, that God answered Joshua's prayer and steadied the galaxies and took a day out of February. Because God is a God of covenant. And this deal took place 700 years before the famine. Saul, when Saul became king, Saul wanted to show that he was zealous. The first thing he did was that he went to the Gibeonites and slew them. And that became a legal issue. Because it was breach of covenant. And guess what? The devil is mobile. he went 700 years into the past to dust that case. It's a legal issue. It's a counsel. Oh, don't think that because you gave your life to Christ, those legal issues, what you need is enforcement. Now you are a new creation. There's a clause on your own life that should create a different perspective in terms of justice and judgment. But you will need to enforce your position. And so the devil traveled for 700 years to look for evidence. So the covenant was 700 years old. The infraction was 17 years old. And Satan gathered all these things and went to the court of heaven. You are not with me. Let me show you a scripture that is convincing. Revelation chapter 12, I believe. Verse 10. Okay, let's not just read verse 10. Let's begin from verse 7. So that we'll capture the whole context. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was there any place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now is come salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and what? Night. So, in terms of accusation, that's what he does. So when he gets evidence against you, from anywhere at all, he's going for our accusation. Even if it's in the night, he hits the court and say, you know, nobody said you should be righteous, the righteous God, but you chose it. Okay. You made a choice. That's why we are here. If you had decided to be something else, there may be no need for this thing, but you say you want, okay? This is the matter. Even the captives of the terrible shall be delivered, the Bible says, and the prey of the mighty shall be loose. For I will contend with him that contended with thee. So the first thing that David did was that, because what happened when all the evidences were gathered, and you see, after the infraction was committed, Satan waited for 17 years. He did not go to court immediately. He waited for a time where it was as though the kingdom of heaven had chances of major breakthrough.
He said,
He might not bring issues about you until you take your left foot into the new space that God is, and room, there's room for you to explode. I say, all right, I have a case here. We need to watch this man. That's when he went. And for 3 years there was famine. And here was David in confusion. Is it? What happened? We are sure that famine is not our portion. Okay. Just like you are sure that the kind of things happening to you should not be happening. If anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. And everything has become new. Hallelujah. But there's famine. So when you find out that to the contrary, there's famine, what you need to do is to conduct an inquiry. Because it's a legal matter. Satan has found something. The lines of accusation has brought a symptom that is not consistent with the promises of God. And then suddenly, God was so generous to give the accurate position of things. He says, Saul and his bloody house. Now, first of all, I want to show us how David was able to unravel this situation and deliver the land from the judgment that came because of this accusation. Are you still with me?
Yes.
All right. Then I can now tell you how proceedings take place in the realm. And then we will use some of the points that I will raise as practical entry points. And then we're going to practice the lessons that we'll learn from the scripture. I believe that the scriptures are intended by God to be life applicable, so that if you are receiving the true engrafted word of God, you may not even need to know the preacher closely. Because the engrafted word of God has all the nutrient factors in it. If it's a balanced diet, it gives you the handle to be able to do it yourself in your closet. How many of you have read Watchman Nee's book before? It's like epistles. You may not know, but I desire that my preaching will be like that. Because having read his books, I began to practice some things that I got from the book, and it began to work for me. That's how the engrafted word is supposed to be. All the nutrients are there. If you are eating well, then you begin to operate well. You know what? There are no questions left. If you come under the influence of accurate Bible study, it leaves you without questions. All it does is that it transfers the responsibility to you to practice. There's no ambiguity whatsoever. It's practice time. And the things that I preach to you are things that I have modeled in my own life. I'm still applying for permission to tell you my stories. He has not accepted. Because those days, I've erred in saying some things that did not approve. You will be happy. You will still move. But when I go back to the room. So I know that kind of thing. So I'm applying. So that he will approve. Now let us see the things that David did in order for him to undo the premise of Satan's accusation. See, because it's an accusation, the accusation has a ground. It has a premise. Are you with me? Now, so what God will do and what you need to do, because God is in a situation, are you here?
Yes.
God is in a situation where he was compelled by justice to allow Satan administer that judgment. That means God needs help. And the way you are going to help God, are you with me?
Yes.
Oh, you don't believe that God can ever need help. Do you still remember the cross of Jesus? And according to the parable of the scapegoat, Jesus was supposed to die outside of the walls of Jerusalem. He had lost blood in 7 places. And he was going to die. It was so obvious. That was one of the days where heaven prayed and waited for earth to answer. Because God needed someone to help Jesus with that cross. And it's not just anybody. The person cannot come from the house of Shem. Because the high priest had sentenced Jesus to death in their senate. He came with a doctrine of necessity. It is better for one man to die than for a whole nation. Jesus cannot be helped by son of Ham, because Pilate, a son of Ham, had condemned him to death, even though there was no ground in the Roman law to condemn him. It had to be the son of Ham, the sons of Africa. And the Middle East is not home for Africans. I don't know what Simon the Cyrenian, he's from Libya. What? How did he? I don't know how he was in that scenario. May the Lord give you understanding. That was how he was. He was dragged into this matter. I know you might say, okay, the African boy wants to preach an African gospel. The scriptures were written before I came. And it was an African man that held that cross to Golgotha, meaning that the apostles of the end time, most of them will come from Africa. I didn't set that up. The pattern was already, may the Lord give you understanding. So there are many times where God needs help. Especially in judicial issues. So now he needs help. He needs help because in his heart he wants to release a judgment that will release you from that pressure. But he can only do it in the allowance of the law. You see? So what you need to do is that you need to press charges. That means you must be adequately informed of the grounds upon which Satan is standing to project his accusation. And your argument is supposed under the the context of the constitution of heaven. You are supposed to be able to come up with a position that can disallow Satan from that ground. That is going to be the situation that will occasion God the opportunity to give you righteous judgment that will liberate you from that circumstance, from the perspective of the court of heaven. Is that clear? Alright. Now, let me show you. David is an intelligent son. I need to show you the skills that he adopted to deliver Israel out of the situation. And through these skills, are you with me? I will show you lines of action that we can adopt in such circumstances. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go back to 1 Samuel. Is it 2 Samuel chapter 21? All right, 21. Now, there's a question David asked the Gibeonites in verse 3 of 2 Samuel 21. He asked the question in verse 3. The question that David asks, are possible solution lines? And there were two possible solution lines that David recommended under the circumstance, putting it before the Gibeonites to make a choice. The first thing that David recommended is, he said, Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you? That means there is a favor that they don't deserve that David can give them, and that will atone for the injustice that they received. Do you understand that? Sometimes God can lead you. You see, the Holy Ghost, follow the Holy Ghost. He can lead you to go and sow a seed somewhere. You see, I don't understand that justice system, but it was possible if the Gibeonites were ready to receive a seed that we atone for that error. That was a possibility. That's what I'm showing you. One of the ways we do this kind of legal things can be the way of a seed. Number two, he said, what shall I do for you? That's number one. And number two is, wherewith shall I make atonement that ye may bless the inheritance of the Lord? See, the second case there is atonement. Just in case you reject my favor. I thought the favor would be sufficient currency to undo this bleeding that you went through. Or if you reject my favor, then how can I make atonement? The guys chose atonement. That the people in Saul's family, okay, let's read it. They need to release to them to slaughter. That one will set their heart much more than a blessing, than favor. Much more than taking one of them and making a cabinet minister. That's what they chose. They chose blood. And the moment the restitution was done, Satan lost his ground. So in the world of spiritual intelligence, what we are doing in legislation is such things that will make Satan lose the ground upon which he stands to accuse. How many of you see that? If we can get that, then even if it's in the night, the judge will say, yeah, you will speak again. And the famine will cease. Oh, God is powerful. So we have seen one approach here. You can do a favor to someone as instructed by the Lord. And there's another approach there, which is atonement. All right, let's go to another scripture. Are you with me? Okay. Sorry, let me look for another scripture quickly. Our time is going. The law of first things was what was in application in that scripture concerning Joshua and the children of Israel. They had gone to fight the first battle ever. And when they fought the first battle and came back, the proceeds from that battle belonged to God. Because it is a first. A law of first things. God is the owner of every first thing. Alright? Because we put him first, our support, as our support, our sustainer, as our sufficiency. So he must have first place in all things. And they fought the war and they won and they brought the spoils home. And the instruction was, no, everything belongs to God. And then Achan now took some stuff and put in his room. Then they went to battle against a small nation, Ai, and Ai discomfited them. Then Joshua came and laid on his face till evening, inquiring of the Lord. The Christian life is a very, very interesting life. Because when you begin to walk with God and you begin to get results, there is a temptation that one day you will take off like a tornado without inquiring. And then you will come back with a black face. You'll be humbled afresh. Then you go before him again and say, oh, sorry, I forgot. That's the kind of thing that happened to Joshua. And God allowed him stay there till evening. And it was in the evening that he showed up. Israel has sinned. In fact, let me look for that scripture. Hallelujah. I need to look for that scripture quickly. It's not on my script. So, Joshua, I believe, is it chapter 7? 7, verse 6. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until evening tide, and the elders of Israel put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord, wherefore hast thou at all brought these people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would God that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turned their backs before their enemies? And all of that. Verse 10. And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore liest down thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I have commanded them, and they have taken of the accursed thing. What the accursed thing means is the dedicated things to God. I pray that you will not be guilty of taking something that is supposed to be God's own. The accursed thing. This is their guilt. They have taken the accursed thing and have stolen and all of that and all of that and put them in their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. So God is explaining to him that this defeat you suffered is an anomaly. This is not the way I do my things. But there is an infraction that cannot be overlooked. See, our God will never overlook an act of disobedience. Never. And God even recommended the kind of judgment that should come to the household that was found culpable. And when that judgment is executed, then alignment will be achieved again. There are strange instructions that God can give you when he's trying to work out salvation. Because the Bible says with him there is mercy and with him there is plenteous salvation. There are situations that bring us on the wrong side of justice, that the devil will use his accusations to bring just judgment upon us. God will give us the skill on how he will administer salvation in such circumstances. And that's why the Bible says, with him there is plenteous salvation. Are you with me? And I believe that God will extend his salvation to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, having understood this, and you have seen the way these intelligent people spiritually took away the ground that Satan used as a premise for accusation, and then the circumstances and the situations and the symptoms changed. I need to show you a few tips on how to operate in the court of heaven. Few tips. First scripture is Isaiah chapter 41. I had a friend, thank God for social media. I was able to meet a guy from Australia, a white guy. And the guy began to complain about a few things to me. I was in the office. Those were the days where I was still working in the oil industry in Nigeria. I had a big office because I was becoming a senior man in the system. And that was my prayer office. That was my ministry stronghold. Oh, glory to God. And I met this guy. And I had time to counsel with him. And as I was talking with him, my eyes opened. And I saw one generation, two, three, four, that is in the reverse mode now. 12 generations before he was born, I saw that his family was deeply rooted in witchcraft. And there were human sacrifices that were done to appease spirits. And that became a ground of accusation that scattered the works of his hands. Meanwhile, I now called him and told him this is what is happening. And he went and investigated and found out it was true. Then he ran away from me. See, how will you know? How old are you? Okay, I said, all right, no problem. Because he, hallelujah. He doesn't know that we have the Holy Ghost. He ran away. And I pray he's hearing me now. Run back, in Jesus' name. Alright. Are you there in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 21? Let me still help. Somebody is still arguing with me. So I still need to help. Somebody, in view of the person that is arguing, let me just help that person quickly because I don't want to leave anybody behind. Let me help. Okay. Luke chapter 13. From verse 11 to verse 16. This person is still arguing and saying, but we are born again, Pastor. These matters you are raising are for, you are picking all of them from the Old Testament. Doesn't apply to me. Hold on. You know, I also double as a barrister. So just hold on. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bound together and could in no wise lift herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called to her and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to walk. In them therefore come and be healed and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead them away to watering? And ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham? Please, I want to know your status. The person that asked the question, what exactly is your status in the new covenant? According to the book of Galatians chapter 3, you are a child of Abraham. That's your status. Because Abraham is the source. He's a source of blessing. God willed this realm to him. So if you are going to stumble upon the blessing of which he is the source, you are going to have to become, in order for you to qualify for inheritance, you must be within the lineage. And everyone that believed in Jesus, that came to Jesus on the strength of believing, is a son of Abraham. Because Abraham happens to be the father of the believers. So, you have the same status with this woman. This woman, Jesus said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound low these 18 years, be loose for infirmity? It means Satan didn't have a right to bind the woman, but Satan had a reason to bind the woman. So it's not right we are talking here. What we are talking here is he found a reason. And in the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 21, if you are coming to court, what do? You produce your cause, saith the Lord, bring your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. If Satan has reasons, then you need to bring strong reasons. Because the reason why the woman was bound, well, because Satan found reasons, even though Satan doesn't have a right. So that's what I wanted to preach to that person that was asking that question. That is the response. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So Satan doesn't have a right, but Satan can find a reason. And if you are going to go to court, you must go there equipped with what? Strong. I hope you still understand the situation of Hannah's barrenness. Okay. How did she break the yoke? If you give me a child, I will give. My reason for wanting a child, there's no man, you don't have a man here. All these people will sell this temple, sell the altar. Eh? They will put the ark of God on auction on Amazon. If you give me a man child, I will now give you your man. He brought a strong ring, and God now said, Hophni. No, there's no. You. Bring a strong reason. A strong reason. Did you get that? Good. That's how to do business there. You bring a strong reason. Then, let me round up. So this is the theory aspect of our discussion. How many of you have read Isaiah chapter 53 before? He was wounded for our transgression. In some situations, Jesus already paid. Huh? The payment of Jesus should exclude you from some circumstances. So you need to be abreast with the items of payment. Because no matter how beautiful something is, you don't pay twice. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was laid on him. And with his stripes were healed. In that chapter, there is a column for payment for peace. Peace. Peace doesn't mean the kind of peace you are talking about. Peace means nothing missing and nothing broken. Have you ever felt that something was, if there's lack of peace, it means something is missing? The lack of peace you feel in your spirit is a pointer to the fact that something is missing. Oh, you are not with me. So peace means nothing missing, nothing broken. And there was chastisement that was full payment to ensure that the status of your peace is not in doubt. So if you find a violation, you take it to court. I know that this was paid for, and it is not my portion to be in this condition. And how did David pray it? He prayed it year after year until God spoke. That prayer is not a prayer you pray by faith. You pray the prayer and keep praying that prayer and keep making your demand and keep pressing until God speaks. Because when God gives a decree, it creates a pathway for new possibilities. New things abound on the strength of the speaking of the Lord. There are a few contexts that I would have shown us, but we are pressed for time already. One of the contexts of transaction is family. Family. Because you came through someone's blood. Huh? And so when Joshua said, as for me and my house, he didn't consult every household member before he was making that decision. But because of the gift called headship, the transactions he did were binding on his family, whether he consulted them or not. So when Satan wants to gain an inroad into your family, he comes to take advantage of the gift of headship. He gets the head of the family to align with him. And by so doing, he brings a liability into the context of many people's destiny within that framework. There are many platforms. I don't have time to talk about the platforms. There are many such platforms that the devil can zero into and then find a ground. If we were to do an advanced lecture on this same subject, I can bring platforms. And you know, you are going to argue with me, so I will come with scripture first. We'll see it before we name it, those platforms. many grounds that the devil has taken advantage of are within this context. And transactions that took place that bedeviled people. And these transactions took place in Osun State in Nigeria, took place in Ogun State in Nigeria. The person has come over to the UK. He has new opportunities. He found himself a place in Oxford University. He was able to graduate. There's nothing wrong with his intellectual capacity, but he's been a rolling stone since that time. Because even though he's far away from Ogun State, the legalities are universal. There are demons in the United Kingdom that are in partnership with the ones in Ogun State that are watch over those positions to ensure that the statutes come to pass. Tonight we are going to roar. And one of the things that we are trusting God for, because if you are going to operate in a deliverance ministry, you need at least two gifts of the Spirit operating fluently in your life, which is the gift of word of knowledge and the gift of discernment of spirit. Pray for this. If you are seeing that, yes, I have something to do with the deliverance ministry, these two gifts of the Holy Ghost, ask God to make it strong. Don't just ask Him to give you. Let it become strong. Because through the gift of word of knowledge, you can enter into the secrets that the devil is using as his premise. Through the gift of discernment of spirit, you can see the spirits that are at work. And you can know the kind of bondage that is being administered. Pray for those two gifts. I said that in summary. Tonight, we are going to do something very powerful. Before we begin to pray for Scotland, which we are going to do, and we are going to also legislate concerning this territory, we will begin from your family. There are many of you here. Are you with me? There are many of you here, and in your life, your academics are prospering, your finances are prospering, but there are two areas Satan will never allow you to succeed. One is marriage, two is ministry. If you find this symptom, I can tell you right away that that's witchcraft. Yes. I don't have time to prove it, but take it from me. That's what it is. You can find a man that is prospering in business, but when he talks about fulfilling a call, his family will break. Witchcraft doesn't want you to provide leadership for your family. He doesn't want you to fulfill your calling. You can do any other thing. Make money. £1 million. I saw a jaguar yesterday, and the guy wanted us to see it. So he was bent on making us see it. I didn't desire it. It looks funny. Hallelujah. That's not what I'm looking for. I want to fulfill my calling. That thing that gives ventilation to your spirit as you are doing it. People are saying, he's killing himself, he's sacrificing too much. But that is what is bringing ventilation to your heart. You are paying your way into eternity. It is a window for you to invest in a permanent realm. Maybe the next time I come, we'll do the next lecture on this subject. Then we'll talk about the platforms. And then you'll see the skills that the devil has. And the wisdom of sons, we need to come into manifestation, because the Bible says that we are supposed to show principalities and powers the multidimensional wisdom of God. It's in the courtroom that the principalities will know that, oh my, this guy has, he's growing. Because you came out with a skill that they did not anticipate. Satan will let you go tonight. So if you are ready, we'll do prayers on your feet. We'll do a few prayers and remember.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. That thing called family is deep. And when I was talking to the Australian guy, because he felt we are black, so we are the ones that have to do with shrines and witches and necromancers. When I came to London to preach, I checked the atmosphere. I saw more darkness in London than in my city. Oh, I had to pray for 12 hours to find an opening, a window to preach from. Yes. Oh, and you say you are pastor in London and you are not agile in prayer. The controlling power will want to make a mess, a mockery of your calling. Yes. And that's why God didn't allow me to go to the cities in Nigeria. I am in the woods where we cast out devils for free. It was training to cast. If I tell you the things, he has not permitted me to share some. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Singing hallelujah. 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 Samone ite kubis kovela mama yetulia. I want to pray tonight, and the context is family. The prayer point is simple. It's in keeping with our study. You want to pray and say, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, we take away the ground of advantage that Satan has secured in my family. That's quite a simple prayer point. Listen to me. That prayer will produce a result. Oh, Maya Konde. Selikato kosketa minala. I conseli mosekateli. Mahase solia meko brasketa liko bela manteli ekezo monde. Romanense si combele calamon sacatala. La brosqueso sela, lebria capando compresca falato, sekin te coma salaboria,
Eko vali shiko preso. Eko selimantelia. Eskopre kabatwa. Ikapata mensokoma. Iskosketa manteli. Ebrekedela sukapata kula. Ama saite. Ali amomo. Skabelin pe sokoria. Presko velami. I call Korea. Make a press company. Shaminonde, 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 Shaminonde. La prosketo minakadia branta babola. La soso, la sakete mondo, rakata la babodo koske, shaminoto, ekominata, shakamensolia, ebrekas kotemando, shaminoria, akamasata balatala. Eime masude eskamina. Rakata la babo shekaito, yama soke tala korea, esko brenda suka manaila, ekabalata branta babo, bresko sima, usaka peli. Ori alala le sala, sonine le koko ramanaya. Esiabo rakosa brakatala seminoke loske susale ekabalata branta babola seke brasketo monde iakabosa seminatoske brakatela bonda iakaskamenande seminokoria brasketa ikamasanda baboria ekosekete rakaboka batala balata babata lasata iakababa. Yaka selimo sekatala eskotomene eskaseli 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 yekeke elio sasale labokunde kosokole masika ebraskanda baburibase eskosesalila. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. Now listen, listen. Can you give me a little more volume so that when I say in the name of Jesus, they will. I hope we can take all the time we need to do this. You see, this is Scotland, this is not Nigeria, this is not Lagos. I am Oseli Kamakalua Prasketomi. Escose salika branta babole bakadia. Yetete compres kufatala. Sheki abonde. Mantaya koseka presko tamalatala. Roke nasila. Yeko sanimo konde. Rakatala babodi masalia. Etela sukle bregedela saminala. Entoke mantalia. Isko mokodo bokolia. Mayesuse. In the name of Jesus. Now, please listen. I just had a vision. Don't believe me. Just follow my instructions. But don't believe. Don't believe me. I had a vision and I saw a ring. And this ring was fastened to the umbilical cord, the belly button.
And I said, Lord, what is this? And he said, this is the covenant of marriage. It's a marriage. So in order for us to destroy this, just locate that spot and just leave your hand there. Make sure you touch that thing. The people that are implicated by the vision I saw, the hand of God will pick them up. Father, in the name of Jesus, those ones that are yoked by an illegal union, a covenant of marriage, a transaction that married them out to influences of darkness. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you stretch forth your hand from my left hand side to my right hand side. Anyone that is implicated by an illegal union, anyone that is implicated by an illegal union, from my left hand side to my right hand side, to the back of the hall, Holy Spirit, I ask, help me locate that one. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Let that yoke break in the name of Jesus. Let that yoke break in the name of Jesus. Let that yoke break in the name of Jesus. Let that yoke break in the name of Jesus. Second prayer point. Listen. I see in the spirit and I see someone. Okay, it has happened to you twice already. A being that was like a shadow came into your room. A being, it happened to you at least twice. A being like a shadow, And you saw it for a few seconds. The person involved is the person I'm looking for now. That's why I came down. A being like a shadow. You saw that being. That's the shadow man. You know, I was telling you about the shadow man. And that's not all. There's still somebody in the congregation. A being like a shadow. Se ne amore a si che namo moglie te le Se ne amas che so se la macola Aie la boboria minela Samina kore mo sala Senia la bosque sena. No. Hey. Ramaya kose na hila mo. Amina ye kolize ye. Amina kose na hikotome. Doc. Semina laiko sokuru mosile. Now, you help me, okay? I give you some power because we only touch ladies on the head. Lord, give her some power. No, don't worry. You just receive power first. Receive power. Okay. Look for the umbilical cord. Touch it. And begin to pray in tongues. I'll give you further instruction.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Someone was buried in her family alive. Give me, come.
Hallelujah. Use her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I cast out the shadow man from the life of your servant. That evil force of darkness were resisting his ministry, his full potential. In the name of Jesus, I break that yoke. Let grace be given unto him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I command the yoke to break. The errand of the shadow man, I terminate in the name of Jesus. If I touch you, you can go. I terminate this errand in the name of Jesus. The works of your hands shall no longer be scattered. In the name of Jesus, I terminate it. 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 I terminate it in the name of Jesus. Now, ushers, we need female ushers. Receive some power so that you can help them. Now, look for the umbilical cords, touch it and begin to pray in tongues. Now, receive some power. Yes, where are you? Receive some power. Selino kobokoskete. Meiso sela mena kuta balatala. Iekote mina sulia. Boko talia takosketa mina kantelia. Sheko menizaite kebro kotemala. Yamo seketalia. Rokes Kambela Koronose. Loose them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So those of you in the congregation will continue with the prayer. Can you pray on behalf of your family? Was there anything that was given out to Satan that is symbolic of your family that is being used as a premise to infiltrate the family generation after generation? Tonight you want to disannul it? You want to disannul it? You want to disannul it? Because you are a new creation. You have a new priesthood. You have a new identity. You can disannul it right now. Disannul it right now. Render it null and void in the presence of God. Oh, say it, Costama Sanda Baboria.
Mosekatale. Yes, yes, it breaks, it breaks, it breaks, it breaks, it breaks, it breaks, it breaks. Satan, release your captives in the name of Jesus. Release your captives. Release your captives. Release your captives. Release. 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 In the name of Jesus. Seek it. You take on the Koseliyama. Iramos. Release your captives. In the name of Jesus. Oriye kesamande koria mamala. Seko seli mandeli. Oh. 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 Kibo seli mokoria mamatande. Ieko seko tala mantalia. Rekotamina sento. Yenso sele. Brisco valamosaid. Ibrokote balatanda yeko santeli. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know what I see? I'm seeing human sacrifice. I'm seeing human sacrifice. And that blood of the person that was sacrificed is demanding for justice. Demanding for justice. Can we pray tonight and say, Lord, if there was any human sacrifice in my family, have mercy. Let us pray. Siomo kose malikatali. Brasketome seka preno. Ombela makasa. Brakatala babode kaskimo salia. Eto seka baratala. Prekonte mi sokelo mokoria. Braiko sama natemi. Yes, okelo mokondo, Bramasika besko tama, Iakatelo soko omborosk, Rakoskeso soko meniata, Ika menia seko tali. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Osele konde malantosi. Yebro koso kodia makala. Yene konselia. Iko bele korea. Amara sata balada korea. In the name of Jesus. Now the person I'm seeing is female. Every female in the auditorium, can you just put your hand on your stomach? Father, can you help us? Can you help us tonight? Can you help us, Lord? Help us. Okay, he wants to help us. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Any individual in this place, any sister in this place, that yes, so now take her out, she'll vomit. Take her out. She'll vomit that thing. Take her to the restroom. When she vomits, she'll be delivered. The fire will soon fall. Father, in the name of Jesus, those dedicated to one thing or the other, those that blood, human blood was spilled by a family member and the devil is accusing that one, I ask tonight in the name of Jesus, let your fire, let your fire identify those families. 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 Okay, it's coming. The fire is coming. It's coming strong. The fire we identified is coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. We need your help. 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 He's coming. Semino kedo biso kila braske domina tale ikombela siko presto seka buko tali semina itoko belato mekode gazila tato. We bring the old order to an end. We bring the old priesthood to an end. We bring that voice that speaks in the head of people. We cut it off forever in the name of Jesus. Saboroski, Sekilatolia, Mahantalis, Kovela Makadea, Entomina Susaleto. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Two more points and I'll be done. Second to the last point. Can we pray against activities of witchcraft that may be projected and is functional, seeking to resist? We can cut it off right now. We can cut it off right now. Can you cut it off right now? Cut it off right now. Head to the soles of our feet. I command this yoke break in the name of Jesus. Let her soul be free. 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 In the name of Jesus. We cut off the finger of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. You see, I see a chain. Bring her close. Bring her close. Come. Someone is chained. Against your will, you were chained. But tonight is the night of your release. Oh my. Meanwhile, the issue that I was talking about, he's high in spirit. The issue I was talking about that you mentioned that I should remember has to do with marriage. That was what I saw. Someone here, it's as if your marital chapter, what you think is that it's closed. But I came to tell you tonight that it has just opened up. It has just opened up. Now, Lord, that one that is chained among us, let the chain break. Let the chain break. Let the chain break. In the name of Jesus. Now the chain will soon break. Just be quiet. Be quiet. It will break. It must break. It must break. Now see, if you can look at me steadfastly in my eyes, you'll be free. Just keep looking. 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 Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Okay. You are free. Come. This way it is. Put your hand there as I'm praying tongues. Isamina lazeke orenane na. You see what I see here? I see a viper, a serpent. Alina si hoselamo hose na zaina ekone mama. Oh, yes, and I know, Rosena. Let her go. There's a serpent here. Somebody dedicated to a serpentine kind of spirit. Your reign is over. You serpent, take your leave in the name of Jesus. I said, take your leave in the name of Jesus. Take your leave in the name of Jesus. Okay, don't worry. The serpent must go. The serpent must go. He must go. He must go. He must go. The serpent must go. The decree has gone forth, so the serpent must obey. Ye nana goria zamena konde laimo semalande. Ominalemo yela masaila mori omilamaye Eso suena también. Oh! Now come.
Yamama Sekilo.
This, yeah, you sister. Wait, blue.
Ine kosalamoro.
I command the serpent, leave her. Leave her. Go!
Here, Monasi. Hallelujah. Oh,
no.
Sena na boko, sena na boko. Ye kana mo mani se yabe. Ige moro. Se ma mori ama ma ma ma.
Ah, somebody's womb has opened.
Ye kani ye na mo. Moro yale mori ya. Se kama na mo. Ye kami. Ye kene so sana mo. Womina yete yikamena mo siyama.
It is going. We disarm the serpent in the name of Jesus.
Ekese deke guru semina ye womina ye boma. Ikamayalo masante lebo, ye mama lebo yekuna. Oh, 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 oh. Ye nana mohoro sina edo, edo vaya. Ah, Ike Maraila Mo, Ime Sama Makurenesi, Ime Labo, Ime Nasaila Mo, Ilema Salehu Baba.
Anywhere you are, this is the time to speak in the spirit.
Imae, ima mayatona mame, haya lobaselia, imae kokore nasi babo. Ah, eminasia kote la baba, ila kose nami. Ela kose name hai kama mama e isa saila mo e kosa nana ela ega mose kapela
anything the devil took away from you, we demand the restoration in the name of Jesus. Any affliction that is demon related that has troubled your life tonight in the name of Jesus, we break the yoke in Jesus' name. Can you arrange the children so that I'll pray for them?
Say la mama is okay. I saw my land or a celabo, Benaile, Escape Ramadorena.
We break the yoke in the name of Jesus.
I love almost anymore. You cannot say that. Okay, now I blessings in the name of Jesus. Oria mama sadika. Soria makante lokoro mosi.
Leave him, Satan. Leave him.
Seminal odo sekaria men.
6 months, 6 months, 6 months.
Andana babore mane. E na lebo. Seminal aiko balame saye.
You are an old man now.
Amarakos keto mane. Yeko sana bo. In the name of Jesus, leave this one. Oh yeah, my
of Jesus.
Like a soul, mina. Like a man, leva sobre. Es aika. O mina. Ena nana mamore kusina. Ori amasku maserie. Zailo moke, Zailo mosalamoke, Amina sura mane se kosane. Oh, Ova salamamba raske to benalia, I promokes kabesko to morondo. Michael C. Michael Amaskaino Compress. Samori Cascantori. Thank you.
Thank you. For those of you that have children online, right now in the name of Jesus, we neutralize every agreement that is implicating the destinies of those children. Right now we release them from every yoke and we bequeath to them a blessing that the hand of God might rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Every burden is rolled away and every yoke is broken. They step out into lamplight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So you can just lift your hands, I pray for you. Then I run away. Oh God of heaven, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you for every family that is represented in this place tonight. Your insurance policy on every family goes to work right now in the name of Jesus. Let the limitations be removed. Let the hindrances be taken away. Grace upon grace is released tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray for this city now? For Glasgow. The thing that is in this land will be agitated this night. Oh, sister, come. Raise her up. Yemokoto. Asose lai kompres kofalame. Seminai tokilo mokoria. Sekotali mosko. You were sold for naught and you shall be bought without money. By the power that is vested in the blood of Jesus, I demand your release from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. A release in the name of Jesus. I declare your liberty. Your freedom. Jesus. I declare your liberty and your freedom. Walk free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I declare your liberty in the name of Jesus. Jesus the great, Jesus the strong. By him, walk free. Walk free. Walk free. Any aspect of your life that has been kept out of reach, I release it. I release your potential. Shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We can pray for the land now. We need one song. Give me one. No, no. A real song. The real song. Don't, if you don't have it, don't sing anything. Man, what is this? This Igbo song. Oh, is there no Igbo choir member that can echo this? Anasi Ale.
worshiping Him well and I say hallelujah and I say hallelujah. Jehovah Elohim, and I say hallelujah. Jehovah, He must be living well, and I say hallelujah. And I say hallelujah. Jehovah, Elohim, He must be living well. And I say hallelujah. And I say hallelujah. He must be anywhere. He must be anywhere. And I say hallelujah. And I say hallelujah. He must be anywhere. One more time now. And the Scottish people in our midst. This is the Lord's song. Can we pray for this land that anything that is in it will bow to the light of Jesus? Any covenant, any spirit, any trend, any pattern that operates in this territory, hear ye the word of the Lord. The Lord cometh in His brightness. The Lord cometh in His beauty, and I command you to bow. He cometh in His glory. Can you make a proclamation in the spirit? A proclamation in the spirit. He comes with fire in His eyes. He comes with glory and power. Bend the knee. Bend the knee to Jesus. Oh, Glasgow. Senimo Korea Baba Santo. Iako Selino Kobe Catalia Mama Santelia. Ambre Koskito Brendo Koromo Sante. Ricote. Bow to Jesus. 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 Bow to the Lord God Almighty. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Now, do we have any Scot in this meeting? Any Scottish? Man in this meeting, or woman, Scottish woman, Scottish woman, please come up. Oh, can you put your? Oh, are you Scottish? Look. Okay. Two of you come. We want you to do. Please put your hands together for them. I just realized a few days ago that you have your money, your own money. I went there with pounds. I said, all right. And I saw this. Wow. Come up to the stage. You are going to pray representing women. And you are telling the Lord Scottish women will serve you in the name of Jesus. And you are going to pray representing men. And since it's like this, the Scottish men, English men will serve Jesus. So we'll start with you. And we will respond as you pray, okay? Oh, you have a mic for them. All right. So can we go on our knees as we pray this prayer? Dedicating this territory to the Lord Jesus Christ and our brethren from the land will create earthly permission for heavenly interference. Go ahead, sister.
Father Abba, we pray in the mighty name Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, we call to you. We pray that the woman of God can lead righteously and perform and do well in the will by speaking the word of God. May we lead nations.
Amen.
May we change the hearts of those.
Amen.
Just as Jesus, may we be the messengers and the servants of our Messiah to turn this world around.
Amen.
Today I would like to pray for the peace and pray for people to move closer to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To the women of God to help our families, help our husbands, partners, children, and glorify every relationship in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Luke.
Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. We thank you, God, for this meeting. We thank you for the sacrifices that everybody has made to come here. God, I thank you, God, that there's divine appointment here. God, in these last days, Father, you're going to raise up, God, men, God, from this nation. Father, we come in agreement together, God, right now, God, that the spirit, God, of John Knox, God, and of martyrs, God, of men, God, who were willing, God, to lay down their lives, God, not only in this nation, but go to the nations beyond, Father. I pray you would revive that spirit, God, in this nation, God. You would pour out your spirit mightily, O God. Break the strongholds, O God.
Oh,
over
yes.
People's minds and lives, O God. Deliver them, God, Father, from empty living, God, from worthless ways, O God.
Oh.
Turn them, O God. Turn their hearts, O God.
Oh, yes.
God. In Jesus' mighty name, Father,
amen.
There'll be revival in this nation,
amen.
God, once again, oh Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do.
Oh,
and
yes.
We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Can we celebrate in the name of Jesus? In agreement, Lord, with the prayer of my brother and my sister. We proclaim a recovery for this land and the things that were deposited in the mantles that people carried before this time to pave the way for the cross. Lord, we make demands on those anointings in the name of Jesus Christ. That the highway be opened again for all eyes to see the salvation of God in the name of Jesus Christ.